reports.
Comparable to solar, which abounds in almost every part of the country, wind is largely concentrated at specific areas. In the country, wind abounds along the coastal line, and that is where investors are exploring to tap the resource. A deputy director of renewable energy at the ministry, Mr. Seth Mahu, mentions areas of potential wind energy.
If you look at the wind flow across the country, the resource potential actually starts from the Winneba area, from Tema heading towards Aflao. The east of Meridian presents a much better wind resource opportunity. Areas like Sege, Ada, Apipe, Angloga, Benu. Then if you move up the hills, areas like Inkwanta in the northern Volta, on the mountains, you also find good wind resource there. Then along the Kwewu, Scarp and the Gambaga areas.
He explains why much is not being heard about wind power.
It's an area that requires a lot of investment, and it also takes a much longer time to realize a wind project, what we call the lead time. Unlike solar, which can be deployed in a matter of months, wind project typically would take about 24 months just for the data collection. The design and development may also take another 24 months minimum. So we are talking about 4 years to realize a typical wind project. Two, Ghana is not a windy country compared to solar.
That notwithstanding, the ministry is promoting the resource as one of the renewables.
We have taken the initiative to collect data on a number of sites with the objective of establishing the potential and then reducing the lead time for project development. This data I'm talking about has been collected using best global practices. Any developer can lay hands on this data, process it, and then use it to design a wind project.
To encourage investors into renewable energy, the ministry has an incentive for any developer who wants to invest in that area, which is known as the feed-in tariff. But there is nothing of that sort for small-scale wind projects.
They are not too attractive. The ministry has a wind turbine on top of this building. Because of the environment around it, the high-rise buildings, etc., we are unable to tap the full benefit of the wind. The wind has to blow from a particular direction, and once you have an obstacle impeding that flow, you are unable to tap the full potential.
That